Welcome to Newt Education with Isha and Danny.
Kylie, welcome to the Newt Ed podcast. How are you going today?
I'm very well. Thank you very much.
Now, everyone will recognize you because we have had you on the podcast before and we thought, why not get you back? Last time we spoke a lot about mental health and the power that breath work and meditation has had for you and a lot of other people out there, and you had a nice little series. But today we're going to continue on the breath work kind of topic and meditation, but we're more going to kind of talk about morning routines. I guess we see it all over social media. Everyone's talking about their morning routine or their steps and, you know, how important it is to maybe journal, have gratitude in there. But I wanted to kind of talk to you about it because, I wanted to see your thoughts on it all. Could you start maybe sharing? Currently, do you have a morning routine?
Currently? Mm-hmm. Truthfully, no.
No,
I know.
The expert doesn't have a morning routine.
Oh my God, I know. What a horrible thing to say. But right now I don't, because I'm human and life has been a lot lately. And I haven't had much of a routine at all. The last 2 months, I think I'm catching like my 9th or 10th flight in 2 months.
busy.
It's been a bit of a time lately. So my mornings have been crazy. Like, I've been in different time zones. I've been in hotels. I've been in, spare rooms. I've been all over the shop. And so my mornings have not been very
structured.
Consistent. Not at all. And my life, to be perfectly honest, isn't very structured at the best of times, but especially the last 2 months. And I know this is like a great opportunity to say, and that's why it should be even more important, 100%. Like, that would be a wonderful way for myself to ground and start my days to be – like, you know, on top of my game at the start of the day. But it's just not always the case. I'm really, really, can I swear? Because, like, I was about to say, I'm really fucking tired.
And that's not to say that you don't practice these things throughout the day, though. Is that right?
No, and that's the thing. So my mornings are, like, wake up, and that's always checking with my body. Checking with my body and see how I'm actually feeling. Because if I'm feeling good, then I will, like, get up and go straight to like putting on some outfits to go to the gym or go for a run or go to Pilates or do something. But if I'm just, you know,
exhausted,
100% exhausted, and I'm like, okay, I've checked in and no, like, I'm actually going to turn off my alarm, cuddle my dog, and just like not do today until at least 6:37 a.m.
That's which still is very early.
And then by then it's usually like, oh crap, now I'm late and I've got to like, you know, get through traffic and be somewhere. But I have lots of check-in points throughout the day. So I don't have a morning routine right now. I probably haven't had one for a few months, but I have lots of check-in points where, like, you know, if it's walking my dog is one that I often do. Like, I'll do like a little practice then, or if it's like before I teach some classes, or if I'm sitting at my desk and I'm feeling flustered, going through emails or actionables or something, and then there will be things then where I'm like, cool, this is what I do in those situations. But morning routine, I'm a naughty, naughty breathwork instructor right now.
No, well, I mean, it's life, isn't it?
It's life. It's,
and it happens to
I'm
everybody.
Human.
Why didn't, and obviously you still get through the day without having a morning routine. Shock, you don't need one.
Oh my God.
But why is it trending so much? Why is everyone talking about it? Why is there a benefit of, you know, kind of grounding yourself, do you think, in the morning?
Oh, there's heaps of benefits. Well, I mean, routine as like human nature, like we thrive in routine, as boring as sometimes it may be. We really are creatures of habit, and it's the most efficient way to get through things. Morning routines, especially. I think in the last like 5 to 10 years, this like biohacking, life optimization, like you got to do it all 100%, like to get the most out of your day, like it's become a big trend. And yes, it's great to like always be optimizing.
Yeah.
But like, we're human. And also, like, I'm a woman, and sometimes during the month I'm just like, no, I'm not
today.
Not today, or for the next 3 to 4 days. But yeah, definitely when it comes to like, why is it good for us? There are lots of benefits to it. Training your brain to like be productive in the morning, and having a morning routine to delay the time before we look on our phones and go onto the social media, or even just like delay the amount of time before we start seeing advertisements or listening to the news or have the radio going on or whatever it is that people tend to do. The longer we can delay that external input, the better our psychological health is going to be, but then also the least distractible we're going to be throughout the day. So that like attention requirement gets shorter and shorter the more often we check our phones or watch the TV and just sort of submit to that external pressure.
Mm. Now, breath work. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that a lot of people like to do in the morning to start their morning. It keeps you off your phone, which is great, like you just said. Can you talk to me, what are some ways you can incorporate breath work in your morning routine? And how does that, you know, what ways could that look for someone who's new to this whole kind of breath work?
For sure. Breath work's really easy because it doesn't have to look a certain way. Like the easiest one for me that I've used in the past is like when I first wake up is just laying in bed and using my breath as like a body scan. So just with an inhale, lengthening the inhale and just kind of like going in like a little bit of a search, like breathing into your body and actually sending the breath to the places that feel a little bit congested or stuck or icky, and then using the exhale breath to kind of like relax into those places. So when I'm in like a bit of a more troublesome season, using a body scan with the breath and just like inhaling towards a sticky bit and then exhaling to soften and release from that area of tension is a really, really, really simple way to go. Otherwise, there are a million tools you can use depending what you want out of it. So the more uplifting things like breath of fire.
Sounds fun.
Little demonstration.
Yeah, come on, everyone. If you're watching us on YouTube, if you're not watching us on YouTube right now, go look at this episode on YouTube, but show us how it's done.
So Kapalabhati is a very old school traditional pranayama technique, and basically it's like a forceful exhale. So it's out of your nose, but you're just like exhaling rapidly, and then your body will like innately, naturally suck the air back in. And it's quite an invigorating and uplifting one. If you're new to it, just do 20 and like 20 like and stop.
Yeah.
If you're building a practice, then you can do like a couple rounds of that. And then the really intense yogis might do like, you know, 5 to 10 rounds of 50. It does get you quite like,
wheezy head.
Yeah. So essentially this is going to be really weird and especially with the mic, yeah, but
go for it. So ready to go. I don't know if you usually have an audience when you do this in the morning, but
not
anyway.
So, not so much. So it's, forceful exhalation and passive inhalation. So like that. What you probably couldn't see though is my belly. If I stand a little bit, it's like, it's very much like the belly.
Oh, it's really contracting.
It's like a pump.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a full
big
pump.
Yeah. And it's not just a head breath, like kind of thing.
No.
You're really using your like diaphragm.
Yeah. Very much diaphragmatic breath and that forceful like contraction. Yeah. It's just like pumping and squeezing. So that one, breath of fire, Kapalabhati, is just like a type of pranayama, which has, you know, been used for 5,000 years. Super invigorating, super energetic. If you want something stimulating, but otherwise just super simple, like just having like, you know, what can we say? Just like a, you know, count in for four and then exhale out for four. Just some nostril breathing is great. Or Nadi Shodhana, like alternate nostril breathing, blocking off left and right sort of nostrils. There's so many.
Wow, it's definitely
just pick one.
Need to spend an hour trying to go through them all.
No, like 5 to 10 minutes, pick one and like just do one every single morning. Like give yourself 5 minutes and it just like accumulates and adds up over time.
Yeah. What do you think over time are some of the most, I guess, the benefits, the long-term benefits that people overlook, you know, incorporating breathwork or meditation into their daily practice?
For me, breathwork for me is a form of meditation. Anything that we have one point of focus is meditation. There's walking meditations, there is, you know, there's mantra, there's a million different schools when it comes to meditation. But breathwork, in essence, you're focusing on the breath and then your mind will wander, you come back to the breath. That is the meditation, coming back to the practice, observing the thoughts and then coming back to the practice. So in that sense, there's all of the meditative benefits of the practice, helping to calm the mind, helping to retrain focus. Breath work itself, there are lots of benefits to cardiovascular fitness. Just nasal breathing in itself is a lot better for you in terms of the way that the air is then being purified and entering the body. There's a lot more spiritual sides to it, which is more the traditional sense. Like we, in like a yogic sort of pranayama traditional sense, there's definitely practices that are there specifically for enlightenment. I don't do so much of that. It's more like the daily benefits. So Cardiovascular fitness, the meditative state, helping to sort of moderate emotions, helping to alleviate like digestive issues, lots of like muscle mind connection stuff, like just being able to relax into your body and connect to a more efficient breath, carbon dioxide tolerance. We can do like breath holds and stuff. So many.
And everyone will be different, I guess.
Of course. And I think it really depends on the consistency, not so much the duration or the expertise or finesse of it, but from what I've learned from my teachers is just the consistency. So doing it a little bit every day is so much more beneficial than doing like these massive like 3-hour deep dive, like wow, like once every 6 months. Like that's cool if you want an experience.
You're not going to see a lot of benefits from it.
Well, if people are really stuck in their emotions, then getting someone to
kickstart you almost on a journey
to like break through that emotional barrier, there's definitely like lots of benefits there. If the person, once they've done that massive breakthrough emotional catharsis kind of thing, is then held in a safe space to process their emotions. I feel like it's not very responsible to crack someone open, spill their emotions out, and then go, see ya.
Yeah. Now you deal with all this.
Good luck. Yeah. But in terms of like a breakthrough, definitely super beneficial. But from what I've, you know, read in the science and what I've learned from my teachers, it's more that consistency to retrain, to moderate as more of like a therapeutic treatment as opposed to like a big wow.
Now you mentioned off the top, we spoke about how you don't currently have a morning routine and a lot of people out there might not have one themselves, but wanting to start and not knowing where. For you, if you were going to try, you know, set yourself back up leading to this busy Christmas season with a morning routine, what are some of the next steps you would start implementing?
For sure. Because I've had practices in the past and I'm confident at building my own, I would probably prescribe for myself something maybe a bit different.
A bit more advanced than if you're a beginner.
Well, I just would have more like specific, there'd be purpose to it.
Yes,
like I'd have
for
like
your life.
Yeah, exactly right. And for what I'm going through. But on the app, there are lots of options.
Yes, so we mentioned this last time, but you have a lovely platform, Add Goodness app, which you can get on their phone, their laptop, download anywhere. It's super cheap to be a member weekly. And you have access to so much content.
Yes.
Whether it's yoga, whether it's breath work, meditations, depending what how long you want them, how short you want, there's a lot of options.
It sure does. There's so many things on the app and we're adding more all the time. But what I think is really good to start off with is just going into the breath work section and then you can just have a go, have a play. Check in with your body, see how you feel. Do one of the practices and then check in again and see how you feel afterwards. For someone that really doesn't know where to start though, like do I want something uplifting or am I already like quite a go, go, go busy kind of person and really I want something calming, I'd say there's one called the Feather Breath, which is a great place to just start. So
download the app, download Add Goodness app. Become member, super cheap, and then find the Feather Breath.
Find the Feather Breath.
And it's you talking everyone through it?
It is. It is. I think I'm talking to Georgia on the app. It's me talking through. And it's just an awareness breath. It's just breathing with awareness. And that's the best place to start. Like it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't have to be anything really specific. You don't have to do like 3, 4, 5 different things in one. Just wake up and get comfortable, even if it's like you go downstairs, make a cup of tea, and then, you know, take your journal and sit somewhere and you just have 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Sounds
or whatever
like a great
it
morning
is.
Routine.
100%. Like it can be so, so, so simple, but just before you like go onto your phone, before you like turn the TV news on.
Stimulated by everything else.
Yes, yeah. Before you bring the outside world in, just do one breath practice and then do it consistently and just see how you feel after a week or a month and just see what happens.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was really great to have you on, giving us a little insight into morning routines and to know that not everyone's perfect and even the breathwork instructor doesn't have a morning routine at the moment, but doesn't mean you can't be thoughtful and check in with yourself.
100%. It's not 0 or 100. It can be anywhere in between. And just have a play and see how you feel.
Oh, exciting. Well, we'll put all the details for the Add Goodness platform in the show notes to this so people can easily go check it out. There's so much there. So very exciting. But thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Danny.